I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Every now and then, music teaches me a lesson that I would have never learned otherwise. And the great philosopher Taylor Swift once wrote in a song, "You don't have to answer just because they asked you." And I feel like Tom Cruise, while he might not be a Swiftie, he definitely played off this advice very, very well. So he was recently on a red carpet and he was asked about his Father's Day plans. And the way he dodged this question is honestly pretty uncomfortable for somebody who has probably had 30 years of media training. So the history with his biological child, Suri, is that he hasn't been publicly seen with her since 2013. And apparently they have been estranged for most of her life. She's now 19 years old and she's a student at Carnegie Mellon University. Apparently the estrangement has to do with his relationship with the Church of Scientology. And apparently he continues to provide financial support for her, but apparently that is where it ends. So when E! News asked him about what he planned to do on Father's Day, he tried to dodge it.
Also, I got to ask, Father's Day is just around the corner. What would an ideal Father's Day look like for you?
Hey, you know, just having fun, man. Making movies, big adventure, having a great time.
Wait,
going to work, not hanging out with my kids.
Yeah.
That's
sad.
A lot of kids in the movie, at least.
It is really.
Key grip, something.
Yeah, something, man.
Hanging out with the PAs, chilling in the green room.
I really would like to. I mean, he does seem like such a stand-up guy at the end of the day that I really do wonder what the inner workings of this relationship are, because as somebody that comes from so many estrangements in the family, I'm taking a look at this, and if it is over their religious differences, I just wonder if she's going to look back at this and go, wow, you know what? I don't have my dad anymore. And this was the thing that kept us apart.
I feel like it's not just the Church of Scientology, because I vaguely remember that he had a pretty contentious relationship with Nicole Kidman. And so I can imagine if he had difficulties in that relationship, that probably translated over to his future relationships. And of course, Katie Holmes and Suri would follow that. So I'm wondering if it's not, maybe it is fueled by his religion, but maybe this is just who he is.
It's still an odd response because he does have a relationship with the adoptive children he has with his ex-wife, Nicole Kidman. So, you know, he and Nicole adopted two children. So he has three kids. Suri may be estranged, but Isabella and Connor, he has some semblance of a relationship. So that, again, that is just an odd response.
You just don't know what the complications are, man. I mean, and it does get to be very complicated. I've told you guys before, I think I'm a pretty stand-up guy, but relationships are very difficult for me, man.
I hate to feel like I had to take sides in a situation where I don't really know what's going on, but I mean, for him to have kids and then be asked that question about Father's Day and not mention absolutely anything about any of the kids, I think gives a pretty good example of what might be going wrong in that situation.
It's for sure a little suspicious. And speaking of dodging questions, Denzel Washington's representative totally dodged a question about that uncomfortable moment on the Cannes Film Festival red carpet. Now, I don't know if you've seen the video, but there's this moment where Denzel is on the red carpet and he's talking with A$AP Rocky. And then one of the paparazzi guys, like, kind of gives him a grab, like, hey, come over, like, I need a photo. And of course, like, when you get in somebody's space, like, you're going to confront somebody about that. So, of course, Denzel goes over and says, hey, stop, don't do that. And then the paparazzi gets even a little bit more aggressive and then, like, really grabs his arm. And then things get even more heated after that. And we hadn't heard him say anything about this situation until a representative from his camp told E! News after being asked about the situation. All they said was, it was a great evening, and left it at that.
Yeah, so I watched this too many times, actually. And it was really interesting because a guy... A photographer grabs him, and then Denzel turns around to chew the guy out for grabbing him, like, don't do that. And I've also subscribed to a couple of lip syncers.
The lip readers.
The lip readers, right, that can read the words. And he clearly is saying, don't touch me, don't touch me, don't touch me, don't do that again. And the photographer is laughing in his face, and as Denzel turns around, the same photographer grabs him
again. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That audacity.
Yeah. He was trying to provoke him. He clearly was doing it all on purpose to try to get a moment, and I think Denzel handled it exactly how he should have.
I think so, too. I don't think Denzel was in the wrong with anything he said or with anything he did, because it's like, Don't put your hands on me.
Don't touch me.
He had every right to shut it down. All right, Kourtney Kardashian says she doesn't understand why parents would send their kids to school, and I'm going to explain what she means on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Did this scene ever play out in your middle school like it did mine? Like, you're sitting in class and the teacher comes in and says, Bert, the principal wants to talk to you, and everybody in class goes, ooh, you busted, ooh. I felt that's what was going down yesterday with Jackson on the show when he told his mom that he got a tattoo, which she is not a fan of. And then she's like, we are having lunch today, young man.
Jackson was very visibly nervous yesterday.
Yes.
He's down bad.
So because Kristen wasn't here, you want to kind of give her the recap on everything?
Yeah. So this past weekend, I finally decided to pull the trigger after lots and lots of talking about getting a tattoo. I finally decided to go and do it.
But you already have one because you got the rat, right?
I got the little rat. This one is a bit more aggressive. It's quite a bit bigger. And so I got this done on Sunday and I decided not to tell my parents and saved that for a big reveal yesterday on air where I sent her a photo and had a reaction.
And the first time, like when you were in Savannah with the youth group for St. Paddy's Day and you got your rat tattoo because you were born in the year of the rat. When you told us that you were doing this, we knew your mom had... She's not a fan of tattoos.
No, she's not a fan of tattoos. But with that one, she was cool with because it's small and it's really hidden. Mm-hmm. This one is none of those things. So this was going to be a bit more of a harrowing one to reveal to her.
Did we post the picture of your tattoo online yesterday?
It's up on the reel that we posted at the midway through, so you can see it.
All right, let's see it.
Hold on a sec, because at first look, as I'm looking at it again, I've got two thoughts. First of all, it's beautiful tattoo. It's intricate, but it's clean. Yeah, it's really beautiful. And the second one, as I'm looking at it on your, what is it, your thigh?
Yes.
On your thigh? You're hairless, man. That's awesome. that must be really cool life
right there. Well, don't they have to shave the area?
They shave the area, but honestly, there wasn't much shaving. Yeah.
It's a flex on.
You can see his other thigh. There's no hair there. I'm so jealous, man.
Yeah, that's definitely, my upper thigh definitely doesn't grow anything. So, Kristen, I'll show you the picture right now.
No, I don't want to see the picture. You're sitting
I got to take my pants off.
Drop the pants, Jackson.
I got to take the pants off then.
Oh, you got, okay.
Yeah.
All right,
you ready?
The HR department is on the hotline right now.
I'm sprinting down the hall. Holy moly, that's your entire thigh.
It's my entire thigh. It was 7 hours of tattooing. I took one break midway through, and let me tell you, that was painful. It was honestly more than I expected it to be.
Most I did was 4 hours. I don't know how you did 7. That's a long time,
I
man.
Think the most I've done before also was 4 hours, and at some point, yours is fine line, so it's very different, but when you're doing it this long, I think you'll agree, it literally is, they're going over the same open wound over and over and over again with a needle.
And it just becomes more and more irritating the more they do it. And I think, like most people, I've heard them say can go 3 or 4 hours. So how you did 7, especially when they get into that shading portion of having to go back. Man, that's insane.
It was honestly brutal. I had to, like, put my brain into, like, a totally different space. And I kept on thinking that she was going to want a break, but she never asked for it. She was just fine going through. We took one break. My knees and my back were all locked up from just, like, sitting, laying down and being still that entire time. It was quite the experience.
Ooh, it looks really good, man. Congrats. It's a beautiful tattoo. And Amanda opened me up to these fine line tattoos also, which don't hurt nearly as much.
And I was still a big baby about it.
Were you?
Yeah.
And that may be a fine line tattoo, but that is a big tattoo.
Yeah, man.
Definitely. And my girlfriend has all, her legs are super tatted. And whenever she got them done, she was never reacting at all. And hers are like filled in black on a lot of them. So, I mean, kudos to her for being able to sit through that.
All right. So, you know, your mom's on the air with us yesterday. She's disappointed. We got to the why, Kristen, for you yesterday.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't so much that she just doesn't like tattoos. It wasn't so much. Initially, she said it was because she didn't think he'd be able to get jobs with tattoos and stuff like that. But when we dug a little bit more, he's got siblings that look up to him. And she feels like if he gets them, then they're all going to get them.
Which is a valid concern. My younger sister tends to kind of like, I tend to pave the way a lot of times for things that are done. And so with the tattoos, she's always talked about them as well. And it's kind of been waiting for me to rip that Band-Aid off and, you know, bear the brunt of my parents. Then it kind of opens the gates to her getting them now.
They now have the go ahead to get their tattoos.
Exactly. So that's like that is one of her main concerns. And the other one is that she's worried that I'm going to regret it. But I've always told her that if I regret it, then it's on me. And I'm the one that has to live with that, but I honestly love this piece. I mean, and I'm really excited about
it. If you do end up regretting it, you could just take your leg off.
True.
Yeah. There's always that.
Or do what Pete Davidson is doing and have every single one of them removed.
Which apparently is even more painful than getting it.
And super expensive. Yeah. Like that $200,000.
And it's going to take him like a decade, he said.
It's going to take him so long and so much money.
Yeah.
Crazy. All right. So as you are driving to lunch and you know that your angry mother is going to be sitting there waiting for you. How are you feeling pulling up? And then tell us when your eyes lock, what her first words were.
So I didn't... On air, she honestly took it like a champ. She definitely was disappointed and had that mom fear in her voice, and that Jackson kind of like, you know, that I've heard a million times before in my life.
The defeated.
Exactly. But she kind of rebounded a little bit from it, but I couldn't tell if she was playing that up for... because she was, you know, on the radio and was trying to be a little bit more polite. So I didn't have a great gauge of how she was actually feeling driving to lunch. So I was definitely very nervous. And so we pull up into the parking lot.
Is it still, excuse me for interrupting, because you really seem to not care, is it still very important to you to not disappoint your parents?
Yeah, yeah. I still very much care about how they feel about me. Obviously, I'm an adult, so I have the freedom to go and do things, but it never feels good to do things against your parents' wishes, you know?
No, it does.
Depending on your relationship with your parents.
Valid. It definitely has its benefits.
Yes, important caveat, depending on the relationship that you have. But no, I never want to do things that intentionally is hurtful or, you know, makes them uncomfortable or upset. But at the end of the day, I am my own person. I am an adult. And so there's some things that I want to do for myself that they're going to have to live with. Mm-hmm. And so my mom was already inside the restaurant. So I walked in and I sat down and, you know, I kind of just paused for a second, giving like a, trying to see what her vibe was. And she goes, "Why don't you sit down?" And so I sat down and I go, "So are we good?" And she took a second, but she was like, "We're good. We are good." And she goes, "Jackson, I'm not going to lie. I was really nervous that I was going to hate it. And I can't help but really actually like it. And it's so intricate and detailed." And she was getting texts from her friends that listened to the show about how they were surprised at her reaction as well. But honestly, she really handled it much better than expected. And I could not be more grateful for that.
It's so intricate. It's one of these tattoos that also in the... In tattoo etiquette, you're not supposed to ask somebody what their tattoo means, but when you look at your tattoo, it's almost impossible not to, because it's so beautiful and you can tell that there are so many stories taking place in it.
Well, but having known you and on the air, like, you can look at this tattoo and see, like, obviously I'm assuming that's you doing a golf swing, and then you see the microphone, which I think represents your foray into podcasts and the Burt Show. You have the sushi roll, which is what you were doing right before that. And then you have your DNA and your books. And, you know, I'm assuming that's referencing your education. So mm-hmm. I think it's a really self-explanatory tattoo that beautifully encapsulates where you are. And you actually left room over here to the side to add more little stuff as you progress in life,
which was absolutely intentional.
Uh-huh.
I loved how yesterday you can literally, in the midst of hearing the frustration in your mom's voice, she took a moment to go, "Damn, but it looks really good."
I know.
And as far as that golfer goes, it is clearly not you, because that dude has perfect form.
Yeah,
that's Rory McIlroy.
It's actually Rory McIlroy.
Okay.
It's literally Rory. I took screenshots of his slow-mo swing progression, and those were the reference photos that I used.
You got a rant in Rory McIlroy.
Now it makes some sense.
Yeah.
The Burt Show.
Kristen, earlier this morning, was starting to tell us about this epic couple of days she just spent in L.A., receiving the highest award that a woman in media can receive. One of the Gracies.
Yeah,
an event.
It was honestly so incredible to be a part of, and to be in that room amongst all those like powerful and inspirational women. So yeah, it's the Gracie Awards presented by the Alliance for Women in Media Foundation. It's kind of a big deal.
It's a very big deal.
And I was telling Bert off air, there wasn't an ounce of imposter syndrome in that room. Like, you could tell that the women firmly believed they deserved to be there and what they were being recognized for. And it wasn't done in a braggadocious way. It was just women recognizing other women for their accomplishments and what they have done on camera, off camera, on radio, off radio, podcast, news anchors, like, you name it, across the spectrum of media. And it was just, I was sitting there and I'm taking in the room and looking at who was around me and, you know, the speeches on stage. And I'm like, man, it is so cool to be in this room with these women and recognizing these accomplishments.
Not exactly sure how to phrase this question, but I'll try. Do you feel like the spirits in that room and the night was different because it was strictly women that were being honored?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
I mean, it's the whole purpose, you know? And the thing was, it wasn't man bashing. It was just lifting other women out, lifting other women up. So, you know, you're taking a marginalized group that, you know, for centuries had been overlooked and dismissed, and recognizing, you know, their accomplishments. It was a beautiful night to be a part of. And it was so much fun. I did lose Gracie for a second.
Oh, no.
And by the way, you have to describe what that award looks like because it is one impressive piece of hardware.
It's rather heavy. It looks like a giant ice cream scoop. It's actually a woman, and it kind of looks like she has like a halo over. So it could be like a halo or hair or hat. And it's kind of like got a like a feminine shape to it. And, you know, it's sitting on a stand. But, yeah, and she's got some heft to her. So I go and I receive the award and I do my golden mic moment. They record me because obviously not all 160 people are going to take the stage. That would have been asinine. And so we're there in the cocktail hour getting a drink and we get our drink and we go and we sit down and we start talking to the women from the NBC Sports Olympic coverage team. And then I was like, I felt a little too light. And I look at Cassie and I'm like, I left my award at the bar.
No.
You need to put an air tag on it.
So I went back to the bar and there she was sitting on the corner of the bar where we had got our drink. And again, I had just started drinking. So it's not like I was drunk. I'm just not used to receiving awards and like having something to take care of. So, you know, I found her. The red carpet was wild. So it was the first time I've ever walked a red carpet where people were like, there's a sea of photographers and videographers and they're saying your name to look at them and to like, and it was just, you know, and so I'm sitting there and I'm like, you know, I'm holding Gracie and I'm just like, you know, I'm smiling and it was so bizarre. Now, then we got to one part of the red carpet because it was kind of like you walked and then you turned and then you'd walk down again. We only got to walk the first half because we weren't famous enough to walk the second half.
There's like an exit ramp. I've been part of these. There's like an exit ramp for those that aren't the A-listers that are supposed to go to the right.
Are you kidding? No, not at all. So they escort, like you get to the one part and then they're like, okay, like, thank you. So they're really gracious and nice about it.
It's smooth.
Yeah. So you walk off and then I turn and look and like, oh, there's Fortune Feimster getting interviewed. And, there's Ed Begley, getting interviewed and like we see other famous people like legitimately famous people and I'm like that's why we didn't walk that side because like Access Hollywood is there and E and Extra and like they're interviewing them and getting sound bites for the entertainment tabloid news outlets and I'm like so but we stood back there and we took it in like watching like the famous people get you know actually interviewed on the red carpet because they just took photos of us but that was funny.
There's always levels.
There's yes. Right. Yes.
There's always somebody that you can look at and still be humble, man. Like exactly. Well, not there yet.
Yeah, almost.
So you know I told you about the night earlier. So the next day, not as hungover as I thought we were going to be, Cassie.
Surprisingly, no. I think it's because we started drinking very early.
Yeah.
I think really that's what the award is for.
What?
Is the least hungover of the Gracies.
So, you know, get up the next morning and I'm telling you these specific details because the timing was everything into what happened the morning after the Gracies. So we're in the room and we're packing up and I'm trying to make coffee, but it's a really fancy coffee machine. And I kept screwing it up and I screwed it up, used our last coffee pod and it got stuck and I couldn't get the coffee or whatever. And I was like, fine, I will expedite this packing process. I'll go down to the hotel restaurant and get breakfast because we woke up and our flight was delayed an hour. So we had an extra hour to hang at the hotel because we were just going to leave right after packing. Of course, our flight was delayed because I'm traveling with Cassie. That's what happened. So I, you know, I'm hustling because I really need a coffee and I pack my stuff up. Cassie's still in the room and I'm like, hey, take your time, but I'm going to go down to the restaurant and get some breakfast and a coffee. And she was like, cool. So I go downstairs. I walk to the front desk. I get them to take my luggage so I'm not dragging it with me. I go into the restaurant. They seat me. I sit down. My server comes up. I order my cappuccino. And I am sitting there. And for those that don't know, my dad, Pops, passed away years ago. And so I'm sitting there. And also, if you don't know, my dad and I had a connection, and that was Beatles music, right? Among many other connections. And I'm sitting there by myself looking out at Rodeo Drive, and this comes on.
All your life, you are only waiting for this moment to arise. You're
So it's Beyonce's rendition of Blackbird.
I got chills, man.
Which is a Beatles song. And I'm normally not a fan of covers, but Beyonce did such a beautiful job with Blackbird, and especially the meaning behind it, with it being the civil rights. And the fact that a Beatles song came on and it was a woman's rendition of the Beatles, considering why I was there in LA to receive this award. And, you know, my dad and I have, there's several songs that are meaningful, but you were always waiting for that moment to arise. And I've been wanting this moment and waiting for it for a long time. I tell you, like, I took a moment and I just sat there and listened and I just looked up and I said, thanks, Pops. I know you're proud.
Oh, wow. Chill bumps, man. Moment. Real chill bumps.
And that was, and then we go to the airport and Cassie was so sweet. She tried to get the, she actually didn't try. The pilot made an announcement about my award and also the flight attendants, but we're going to have to tell you later about how that went sideways. Because once again, it's Cassie.
Right. Anything Cassie touches, it used to be gold.
it's about bronze now.
Yeah, it's a little bit on the bronze side now.
The Burt Show.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You're awfully proud of them, but here they are graduating, man. They are seniors, and they are graduating. So we are giving you the opportunity to shout them out publicly. You're so proud of them, right? If you want to do that, you can always hit us up and leave a message at 404-951-1360. Or if you get the Burt Show app, we have a feature on there now. It just has a microphone on it. You just leave a voice note, and we can play that as well, but you have to download the Burt Show app. So here's our latest round of senior shout-outs.
Hi, I want to give a shout-out to my nephew, Javian Salters. He's graduating from Stratford High School in Goose Creek, and then he's going to Brevard College. Congratulations. This is Auntie Mary and Uncle Shamal.
This is Mrs. Duke Wade from Carver Road Middle School. I'd like to give a shout out to all of my graduating seniors at Griffin High School. I knew you could do it, and I'm so proud of you. Remember, Mama Wade is always here if you ever need anything.
Hi, this message is for Riley Frail. I want to congratulate my daughter. She's graduating from Wyoming Valley West Senior High School, and I cannot believe how quickly these years have passed. Riley, I am so proud of you. You've taught me things that I never knew about myself. I wish you nothing but the best, and I'm going to have a hard time when you leave me in the fall for college, but you're going to find yourself and go reach for the stars, sweetheart. I love you with my entire heart.
My name is Amy, and I am calling to give a shout-out to all the Appalachie High School students.
Oh, yeah.
Appalachie High School is in Winder, Georgia, Barrett County, and they have had just a really rough year because of everything that's happened, and they all made it. So congratulations, guys. Good luck. I know you will do well in your future.
Boy, special shout out there, man. That is Appalachie. Congratulations to everybody that's graduated. That has been some year for you guys. All right, if you want to give a shout out to your kid, once again, that phone number is 404-954-1360. Or you could download the Burt Show app and leave a message right there. All right, Mo, so the question here is, would you work for a friend that has abandoned you?
That is the question. And two guys I know are in this exact situation, and I think it's interesting because I'm not sure what I would do. But these are two best friends, to paint the picture for you, top tier AA friends who did everything together, spent all their time together. Now, this situation that separated them happened 10 years ago. So we're talking about a decade ago. What happened was the details are a little blurry because it was so long ago. But from what I know of this story, one, they went to a concert together. It was a group of people. One friend, friend A, I'll call him friend A, heard that friend B did something that was a little flirtatious and may have crossed the line with the woman that he was dating at that time. They saw the story very differently. The girlfriend had a completely different perspective of what happened, and friend B had a completely different perspective of what happened. So friend A didn't really know whose side to be on at that time, but he ultimately ended up choosing the side of the girl that he was dating. So friend B took that as, I've been your dude all this time, and you don't even trust me, and you think I would do something like that to you. So he pretty much just abandoned him. And then friend A is like, I don't even see how you're abandoning me, because if anything, you did something to me. But that was pretty much the end of their friendship, the end of their relationship. They did not speak for 10 years since then. Now, friend B, the one that did the abandoning, he goes on to become a pretty big deal. He's a semi-celebrity. He's doing really well in life, and he's crushing it.
I'd rather not be called a celebrity at all than a semi-celebrity.
That's probably fair. But he's like, he's the kind of celebrity that you wouldn't, like Kevin Hart said, you wouldn't know his name, but you'd probably be like, yeah. Oh, yeah, like that kind of guy. I think I know him. Sure. He's in that lane. Friend A went on to become a really good chef, and he's also doing really good for life. Now, fast forward these 10 years, friend A is no longer with the girl that he was with at the time that this situation happened. But that, I think, is just maybe important to if you make this decision today, because she's no longer in the picture. So now, friend B calls friend A out of nowhere after 10 years of not speaking about absolutely anything and offers him a job. Like, doesn't call to say how you been, any of that. Pretty much just called to say, hey, I hope you've been well. I have an opportunity that I think would be beneficial for both of us. And the opportunity is a banquet that he's having where it's going to be a lot of who was who in the building. And it would be a good opportunity because they need a chef. So he's hiring him. He's trying to hire him for this event as a chef. But friend A is like, damn, I really could use this job. And it pays well. And it could put him in a position to network. But at the same time, you flirted with my girlfriend and then abandoned me for a decade. And the first time you called me, it's not to apologize. It's just to offer me a job. So his pride is in the way, even though he feels like it would be a real good opportunity to take the job. And I just wonder, what would y'all do?
Dang, man. This is certainly one of those, look, it's just business. It's not personal things, which has always been a very difficult line for me to straddle. Gosh, how big is the opportunity?
I mean, as a chef, he's doing well, but he could use it. He's not working as consistently as he would like to be today. So it pays well, and again, it's a great networking opportunity because you're gonna be in a building with people who have real money.
Has he kept his side of the street clean during this whole 10-year estrangement?
Which mean?
Like he didn't do anything petty, or the relationship just kind of went down and he's just like, okay, this relationship is over.
No, there was absolutely no communication, nothing eventful that happened within the last decade at all. Just cold turkey, stop talking.
All right, so friend B, who's like the semi-celebrity, doesn't know another chef. Like, this seems really random and out of the blue that after 10 years, he's reaching out to friend A to offer him this gig. And I don't know who needs who more in this. Like, if he thought he's trying to do him a give him a handout for a job, or if he really needs a good chef and knows his friend can do him a solid. It just seems very odd.
Or is this a way of clearing his conscience?
That's what I think it is. Like, when I heard the situation, to me, it felt like an olive branch, because a lot of times with men, we won't say, yo, I'm sorry. Yeah. It'll just be like, hey, I got a job for you.
Gotcha.
Well, I think it's just an excuse for him to be able to reach out and bring back contact. Because after 10 years, it's sort of like, okay, how do you even restart this friendship if you've been thinking about the situation? Because after 10 years, I mean, I'm sure you've thought about the situation before. Now there's pride involved. And you're wondering, like, are they even going to receive something well if I reach out after 10 years? So I think maybe he saw an opportunity to, you know, give him a job for sure. But at the same time, it gives him a kind of easy excuse to slide back in and be like, hey, I've got something that may be beneficial for you.
My instinct is that I would take the job.
Business over business. Over pride.
Yeah. And then I think through that, the friendship can be mended. But I, especially if he needs this to better his life, if this is sort of a very exclusive chef opportunity, I think I'd put my pride aside, the relationship aside, and I would take it.
Is he still with the girl?
No.
Oh.
No. That's why I said earlier that they broke up a long time ago. Okay. And let's just say it turned out she did lie about a few things. So it could not have been his friend the entire 10 years that they have not spoke. He might have chose the wrong side.
Good morning, Jordan. You're part of the Burt Show with a strong opinion. What do you got?
Hey, he's not even with that girl anymore. She's not worth him losing a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Like, I would just take the gig and keep it moving, man.
I think so.
Put your pride aside, take the job. I agree. I'm on y'all's side with that. I know this man. He's a very, very prideful individual. I don't see him doing it, but I told him I think he should too.
That pride, that ego, though, man, it could be holding him back from like a dream opportunity. And this could even be a stepping stone to something even bigger.
Yeah.
Take that thing, man.
Like they say, it's okay to lose your pride for opportunities. It's not okay to lose opportunities for your pride.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Sometimes wonder when we give our opinions, people roll their eyes in their cars and like, oh my God, these people are so out of touch.
Oh, for sure.
Because that's how I was feeling when I was listening to this quote from Kourtney Kardashian talking about not conforming and wanting to live differently and how she doesn't understand why people would send their kids to traditional school on the Chloe in Wonderland podcast.
I think living authentically is not conforming. I do it with everything. It's not about our family. Like, let's say the school system. I'll think, why do kids go to school? Truly. It's so dated.
Oh, I'm such a homeschool person, so don't even get me going.
So then I'll start thinking, and then like, you know, my kids will send me videos about like, why do kids go to school? It'll be like really successful people, and they'll be like, my kids never go to school, and they're never going to, and whatever. And then I'm like, okay, what's the goal here? You want to do homeschool? Let's do it.
Those Nepo babies are doomed if Kourtney Kardashian is their teacher. I don't know. They're not going to know anything past spray tans and plastic surgery and adult films.
Yeah, I'm with you. The eye rolling that I had while I was listening to this earlier this morning is they're so out of touch. I mean, most people can't afford this. Most people are just struggling to make a living. Both parents have to work. It's ridiculous. They're so out of touch that whenever they talk, mostly, although I do think, Kim, as far as like being an attorney goes and the work that she does, there's some credibility there. But for the most, they haven't been with the common people in a very long time.
What's so frustrating is I feel like they're on to something, right? Like they start out and you're like, okay, teachers are underpaid, classrooms are underfunded, schools in general have to do fundraisers from parents in order to stay afloat. There are issues with testing and not everybody being good at standardized tests and different levels of education within the classroom and parts of history being erased from textbooks, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But instead of going into these important issues, they just forget that not everyone can afford to homeschool and then kind of roll their eyes about it. And I'm just like, why not use your platform, as Kristen says, like as an opportunity to educate or get into the details rather than I really do. And honestly, having to been in LA the past couple of days, not like I'm an LA native or anything, but just being able, our hotel was on Rodeo Drive, and just for a glimpse into that life, they have no clue. I'm sure they wouldn't know how much a gallon of milk cost, a gallon of gas. And I think what's frustrating is you hear celebrities and influential figures, you know, imparting this wisdom or advice or whatever you want to call it. And yet they do not know what the daily life of a regular American is like. And so then we roll our eyes and they get offended. But it's just like, please shut up unless you really have done a little, at least a Google about what you're talking about.
And I feel like for their kids, having a little taste of normalcy, like, I'm not saying they got to go to public school, but just a school where people aren't million, kajillion billionaires, having their kids have that opportunity to be socialized with people that they're going to be interacting with once they get out from under the roof of their massive Calabasas mansions.
Well, and part of this is the overreaching and the overall problem. Like when you grow up in a house like that, you are not used to the real world. So when you get older and the real world is real worlding you, they have no idea how to handle it.
And I'm over here, I am not DeLulu enough to think that I would be better at educating my child than a certified teacher with a degree in education. Like, I know what my strengths and weaknesses are, and learning my kid is not going to be a strength.
I do agree with everything y'all are saying, but I have also learned in my travels that there are a lot of people who feel this way that are not rich that would tell me straight up and down I would never send my kids to public school because they feel like what their kids would learn from the public school. But for me, I think you actually do learn a lot of good things from public schools too. But it seems like a lot of people ignore that.
Mine would be just one big field trip if I was there, if I was the teacher. Uh-huh. We're just, that's all we're doing.
I have a friend who does that.
Is that right?
Her husband's in the military and she travels and she's a lawyer. But it's like a homeschooling class that involves being outside in nature. So as they travel the world for his job, there's curriculum based around where they're traveling, and some of the classes will literally be in the forest looking at different trees or what have you. So it's a very well-rounded thing, and she's way smarter than I am. So I'm down.
I don't care how much Kardashians have in their bank accounts. To me, that is the definition of a rich childhood. Getting that, having that be your education, mm-hmm. instead of sitting inside your massive mm-hmm. mansion eating caviar for breakfast, that to me is like the true sign of wealth. All right, Jeremy Renner is revealing his experience with the afterlife after that terrifying snowplow accident. It's on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Menards 11% rebate is here. From lighting to lumber, from doors to floors. The bigger the project, the bigger the rebate. From painting projects to that new kitchen makeover and designing that outdoor space of your dreams. Save big on any project you're tackling. Hurry into Menards for an 11% rebate on everything. Mail-in rebate is a merchandise credit check, not a point-of-sale discount. Redeemable on future in-store purchases only. Not on future purchases on Menards.com. See store for details.
Save big.